This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Through education, motivation, and implementation, we will bridge the gap between knowing and doing so we can master fat loss naturally and help you reach your highest potential. Let's get started. Hey there, welcome back. I'm glad you're here because we are having another science-y geek mode episode today about the benefits of coconut oil. And I say geek mode in the best possible way because that's my favorite mode of all. I am a geek. I am a dork. I love science and I really enjoy sharing it with you. I like the motivational stuff too, but love to try and mix it up. So we're going to be talking about coconut oil, and I've done a couple of episodes on MCT oil, which is basically a purified form of the most common fat found in coconut, which is a medium chain triglyceride. So I've talked about MCTs and I've talked about bulletproof coffee, which utilizes either coconut oil or the more concentrated version, MCT oil. But we're going to take a little bit of a broader perspective today and look at coconut oil in general and share some of the very wide range benefits of coconut oil. Now, it goes without saying that coconut oil is not magic, right? The only magic in improving your health, changing your body, weight loss, transformation, anything, the only magic is you. You are the magic. You can make anything happen. Even if there was a worldwide shortage of coconut oil and no one could ever find it in a store ever again, who cares? You could still reach your goals because you are the magic. And we hear this term superfood all the time, like, you know, whatever it is, kale or quinoa or sweet potatoes or whatever, coconut. People say it's a superfood. Are there really superfoods? Now, everybody is certainly entitled to their own opinion on this. My opinion? No. There are foods that are more nutrient dense than others, and there are foods that are more friendly for facilitating fat loss than others, but the super thing about anything is your consistency. So to me, we all have our own superfoods. And the foods that are superfoods for each one of us have nothing to do with their nutrient density, but rather with their ability to allow us to be consistent. So my superfoods are nutrient dense foods that are more fat loss friendly than not. They're sort of further along on that spectrum that I enjoy so much that it makes consistency easier. So for example, somebody might feel like broccoli is a superfood, right? It's great at detoxifying estrogen. It's rich in fiber. It's rich in water, tons of vitamins and minerals. You could make that argument. For me personally, I don't really love broccoli. So it's not a superfood for me because I could eat my weight in broccoli and I wouldn't really love it. So I'd be on the prowl for something else. A big part of my approach and what I talk to my clients about, and now the folks in group coaching, is you've got to find what you love. Because when you find that mix of foods, types of foods, or individual food items that you really love, that are nutrient dense and further along that spectrum of fat loss friendly, it makes consistency so much easier because you're really enjoying your foods and you're enjoying foods that are going to help you reach your goals. Those foods are going to look different for all of us. Now, when it comes to nutrient density, coconut is definitely at the far end of the spectrum because it is rich in a ton of nutrients. It's got some good carbs in there, it's got some protein in there, and it's got a hefty dose of very, very, very healthy fats as well as vitamins and minerals. Now, the majority of the health benefits of coconut oil and coconut in general come from the fat in coconut. Even when we talk about the immune boosting benefits of coconut, like as its role as an antiviral and antifungal, that comes from the fat. So yeah, there are vitamins and minerals in coconut, but the majority of the health benefits, the majority of the weight loss benefits and body composition benefits come from the healthy fats in coconut. Coconut is a high fat food on the spectrum of all whole foods. Now, I'm not going to get into the debate of, is fat bad? Does fat make you fat? Does dietary fat increase your cholesterol? All of those things, because I've done many episodes on that in the past, most recently episode 75, and I'm going to link to that in the show notes. So definitely check that out if you have questions about eating more fat and how much fat is too much. I get into all of that in plenty of past episodes. Just a quick aside, a real easy way to skim through all the past episodes, if you're an iPhone user, is to get the new free Primal Potential iPhone app. I know there are some issues, like when you close the app, stops playing the episode, but it's free, and it was the first iteration, so patience, my friends. But it's just a really easy way to scroll through the topics without having to go to the website, and then the website only shows 10 episodes per page, and then you have to, anyway, it's just faster. So to see an easy way to see the past episodes I've done on fat or on MCT oil or on bulletproof coffee, the free Primal Potential iPhone app is a good way to scroll through those and get a bird's eye view of all the topics that have already been covered. All right, so we're going to be talking about 8 specific benefits of coconut oil, and these are all derived primarily from the fat content in the coconut, all right? And when we look at populations that use, either currently or historically, use coconut or coconut oil as their primary fat source, what we find is they are extremely healthy, despite the fact that they are eating a lot of fat, and the majority of the fat within coconuts is saturated fat. We still see that they are free from the traditional diseases we associate with fat intake, wrongly so, like heart disease and cancer and things like that. So there's been studies done on people living, especially on remote Pacific Islands, and I'm not even going to try and pronounce the names of them because that would make me feel dumb, and I don't want to feel dumb, and it's my show, and I don't have to feel dumb if I don't want to. So they were getting about 60% of their total daily energy intake, total daily calories, from fat, okay? And the primary source of their fat in 60% of their diet was coming from coconut and therefore was saturated fat, okay? Keep in mind, these folks were getting 60% of their total daily calories from fat. The American Heart Association recommends no more than 30%, yet in these populations, there was virtually no evidence of heart disease, cancer, or degenerative diseases until these Pacific Islanders started adopting a Western diet, started cutting back on the coconut fat and started adding vegetable fats and processed foods. Then all of a sudden there was an emergence of these traditionally Western diseases, but not when the primary component of their diet was fat and the primary component of the fat within their diet was coconut oil and therefore saturated fat. So coconut oil is actually extracted from the meat of the coconut. Coconut milk is kind of a man-made combination of the coconut water and the coconut meat. Coconut water obviously comes from the water within the coconut. It is water within the coconut, not exactly milk within the coconut. So when we look at coconut oil, 92%-ish is saturated fat. And so coconut oil is naturally solid at room temperature. Generally speaking, saturated fats are going to be solid at room temperature, and unsaturated fats are going to be liquid at room temperature. And so that's why when we buy a jar of coconut oil, it's typically like a brick, which is always my argument for getting it through TSA. When I travel, they'll see oil on the jar and they'll be like, no, 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 you can't travel. And I open it up and I've literally had them give me a plastic fork and started stabbing it to see, it's really, really hard. Sometimes I win, sometimes I lose. Don't say I told you to take your coconut oil through TSA, because it's about 50-50 with me, but I'm always super, super mad when they take it away because is not cheap and I use it every day. But anyway, I digress. So when we look at the fat in coconut oil, we've already established that about 92% of it is saturated fat. Now, of that total volume of saturated fat, about 80% or a little bit more is in the form of medium chain triglycerides. And this right here is what makes coconut oil extremely unique when compared to other oils, even oils from whole foods like avocado oil or macadamia nut oil or olive oil. Coconut oil is very, very unique because of its very high concentration of fat from medium chain triglycerides. 95% of the fats we normally consume in our diet come from long chain triglycerides, not medium chain. So when we cook or eat olive oil, canola oil, fat in animal products, dairy products, we are talking about long chain triglycerides or long chain fatty acids. When we're talking about coconut oil, we're talking primarily about medium chain triglycerides. Now, butter and cream have a tiny little amount of MCTs, those medium chain triglycerides, but coconut oil is hands down, without questions, the most significant dietary source of these MCTs. And we're gonna get into what makes MCTs so different and so unique and have so many unique health properties, because this is kind of the common trend when we're talking about the 8 benefits of coconut oil. Most of them relate back to MCTs. And again, if you're looking to get MCTs, coconut oil is the place to get it, because you're not going to find it in this high of a concentration, not even close, in other foods, no matter how high the fat content of those foods. All right, let's dive into these 8 powerful benefits of coconut oil, and they are gonna span all sorts of areas of health, not just weight loss. We are not exclusively talking about weight loss here, although that is a big part of it. So number one is coconut oil helps to normalize or regulate blood sugar. You guys know, because we've talked about it a million times before, that controlling blood sugar is one of the most important elements of fat loss, because when you raise your blood sugar, right, you produce insulin in response. Your body secretes insulin to usher the blood sugar, the sugar in the blood, to wherever it needs to go for storage. So when insulin is high, your body is in storage mode, and your body is not in storage mode and burning mode at the same time. So if you're in storage mode, you are not in fat burning mode. It gets turned off. You cannot burn fat when blood sugar and insulin are elevated. So coconut oil helps to normalize blood sugar by improving your body's responsiveness to insulin. What that means is, when you raise your blood sugar and you consume a fair amount of coconut oil, and we'll talk about that, but if you are regularly supplementing with or cooking with or consuming coconut oil or MCTs, you are improving your body's responsiveness to insulin. So what that means is, your body is going to respond much more quickly and completely and thoroughly, allowing insulin to do its job, clearing sugar from the blood so that you get back down to a normal baseline and you're not in storage mode as long. When you are not sensitive to insulin, you spend more time out of fat burning mode because insulin stays higher for longer. That means you stay in storage mode for longer. But because coconut oil improves your body's sensitivity and response time to insulin, you lower both blood sugar and insulin more quickly, and you spend less time in storage mode, more time potentially in fat burning mode, which is awesome. So coconut oil is going to improve your responsiveness to insulin and therefore help to normalize blood sugar. Side benefit of that, in addition to spending more time in fat burning mode, is that you will experience fewer hunger and cravings and more stable energy. We'll talk about energy in a few minutes, and hunger too. But it's fluctuations in blood sugar and insulin that trigger hunger and cravings and low energy that people really struggle with. Mid-morning hunger after you've had a big meal, or that afternoon I need a nap kind of feeling. When you stabilize blood sugar, when you improve your responsiveness to insulin, you are going to have more energy, less hunger, and fewer cravings. Win, win, win. The second benefit of coconut oil is that it improves your thyroid function, okay? So thyroid is really what controls, there's a collection of thyroid hormones, and I've done an episode on thyroid health and how we impair our thyroid health and how we improve the health of our thyroid and all those kinds of things. But when we have an underactive thyroid, we have a slower metabolism and we tend to have lower energy and a difficult time losing weight. And when people are treated for an underactive thyroid or hypothyroidism, traditional therapies often include giving the person T3 or one of the active thyroid hormones so that basically you increase your metabolism and you raise your body temperature. One of the reasons that raising body temperature is so important for people who have an underactive thyroid is because if you have a suboptimal body temperature, enzymes in your body can't function very well. They have to have the right conditions to do their job and catalyze reactions. Well, here's the thing. Enzymes catalyze every single reaction in your body. So if your internal body environment, your internal body temperature is not allowing enzymes to function optimally, everything suffers in your body. Everything slows down, including your body's ability to generate energy, your metabolic rate, all of that kind of stuff, right? So that is why they give people T3 to increase metabolism and raise body temperature. But here's the thing. What we see is when you supplement with MCTs or when you regularly consume coconut oil, the MCTs, those medium chain triglycerides, do both of the things that T3 is doing. They slightly elevate your body temperature and they increase your metabolic rate. So you see that same improvement in the function of enzymes in your body. So you get the slightly higher temperature, your metabolic rate picks up a little bit, and that is why many people who begin consuming coconut oil daily or supplementing with MCTs see such a significant improvement in their thyroid function, which, among many, many, many other things, facilitates weight loss. So that is benefit number three of coconut oil: weight loss, right? This is primarily about metabolism. I already told you that about 95% of the fats that most of us consume, if we're not regularly consuming coconut oil, come from long chain triglycerides. About 95%, so most of them, right? When we consume long chain triglycerides, the form of fat that is in the meat products that we eat or processed foods, crop oils, things like that, they go through a very traditional digestive process. They're called long chain because, brilliantly, it's so hard to figure out, they have long chains. And so digestive enzymes that work on fats, known as lipases, they come down and they break down these long chains into shorter chains. And that is part of the digestive process. They have to travel through the intestines, be absorbed, and potentially stored as fat. Anything extra is going to be stored as fat. That is the process for long chain triglycerides. But this is why the medium chain triglycerides, the primary source of fat in coconut oil, these medium chain triglycerides, they're smaller, so they have an entirely different digestive process. They completely bypass the traditional digestive process and they go straight to the liver. They go straight to the liver because they do not need to be worked on by these lipases, these enzymes that break down the chains. They're already small enough. So they go straight to the liver where they're immediately used as fuel. It's in the liver that they're going to go to generate energy. And this means they are far less likely to ever be stored as body fat because they bypass that storage process and go straight to the liver to be used for fuel. And the science geek in me loves this stuff, obviously. I'm like, and then? But here's the deal. So fat from coconut oil, these MCTs, the type of saturated fat in coconut oil, contains less calories than other fats, which, I mean, if you're cool like me, that's blowing your mind right now because we all know, right, that every gram of fat contains 9 calories. We know that every gram of protein has 4 and every gram of carbs has 4 and every gram of fat has 9. Not coconut oil. Coconut oil only supplies about 8.5, 8.6 calories per gram because it has a smaller molecular size. Now, I know you don't think that sounds like much, but that's 4.5% less than other fats. So if you just look at swapping out some of the fats that you're normally consuming for coconut oil, not only can you increase your metabolic rate, not only can you improve your thyroid function, not only is this less likely to be stored because it's going to bypass that traditional digestive process and go straight to the liver. I just realized if you're listening to this on double speed, I must sound like what is it? Not Magic Mike. You know, the guy that used to do like the Tonka commercials. Maybe it was not even Tonka. Anyway, there used to be some guy that did like little toy car commercials and talked really, really fast. And I just realized that that was me and I'm not even doing this on double speed. So if you're listening on double speed, I'm sorry. But anyway, I know it doesn't sound like much to have 4.5% less, but compounded over time, that is really significant, especially in combination with all of the other ways that coconut oil is going to support your metabolism and satiety and your thyroid health and everything else. MCTs raise your metabolic rate compared to other fats, and we experience this as energy because metabolism is the generation of energy from food. Metabolism and energy go hand in hand. And when we look at research that compares two meals, one that has 400 calories coming from long chain triglycerides, the traditional source of fat found in the majority of the fats that we eat, with a meal the same amount of calories, 400 calories from MCTs, the thermogenic effect, or the fuel breakdown fat burning effect of MCTs, was 3 times greater over the following 6 hours than the effect produced with the meal containing long chain triglycerides. That is a big deal. I've talked, when we talk about exercise, about how a real big benefit of high intensity interval training is that you get this afterburn that is higher, way, way, way higher than traditional cardio. And this is like the high intensity interval training of food. I've never heard that before. I totally just made that up, but it seems really true to me, right? This creates a larger metabolic afterburn than traditional fats. So I don't know about you, but sign me up for that all day, every day. I'm gonna have to write that down about the high intensity interval training of food, because I like that. I think that's good. All right, benefit number 4 of coconut oil is that it helps to improve your cholesterol profile in 2 different ways. It's going to raise your HDL, kind of the way we think of as the healthy cholesterol, and it's going to lower your total overall cholesterol. And this is all, again, because of the medium chain triglycerides. Within these MCTs is a particular fat known as lauric acid. Lauric acid helps to raise your HDL. That is the number we want to be higher. But beyond that, coconut oil helps to lower your overall cholesterol because it facilitates the conversion of cholesterol to pregnenolone. And that is, in addition to going to lower your cholesterol, pregnenolone is the precursor for production of hormones in your body. So we see this playing multiple roles, raising HDL because of the lauric acid, lowering total cholesterol, right, by converting to pregnenolone, but also converting the cholesterol to pregnenolone, but also facilitating our body's ability to have more raw materials for hormone balance. I am so geeked out by this right now, because if you are not thinking like, I need more coconut oil in my life, I don't know what's wrong with you. We need to talk. Or maybe we don't, because I would just be like, what is wrong with you? All right. Number 5 is energy. There's no question that when people start cooking with or supplementing with coconut oil, and when I say supplement, I don't mean a pill. I mean like literally a tablespoon of coconut oil in your face, not like on your face, in your mouth. But when we see people start to add more coconut oil or MCT oil, one of the primary benefits that they notice straight away is an improvement of their energy, because remember that the MCTs, the primary fat, are going to bypass the traditional energy, the traditional digestive process. And so instead of this long drawn out digestive process that takes a lot of time and energy, it goes straight to the liver where it's used immediately for fuel. Raises your metabolic rate because your body is working hard for this very fast digestive process, and we experience this as energy. Why? Because metabolism is the generation of energy from food. Number 6 is totally cosmetic, but you know what? That really matters, and that is the health of your hair and your skin, because coconut oil is very, very nutrient rich, not just with the healthy fats, that's a big part of it, but also with vitamins and minerals, and it is an excellent moisturizer. And here's the thing that I think many of us tend to forget. Our skin is our largest organ, and it is directly accessible to everything, whether that's toxins in the air, whether it's sunlight, or it's coconut oil that we put on our skin. Those pores just open up and take whatever you put on it. That's why I'm such a huge advocate for shower filters, so that you're filtering the water, especially when you stand there in the heat, that can have these toxins entering right into your skin. So coconut oil is fantastic for hair and skin, because when you use it topically, those pores just take it in. It's your biggest organ, and you're getting that nutrient delivery through your primary organ. I use coconut oil on my whole body every day, and it's great also in your hair as like a leave-in conditioner. Maybe you sleep in it overnight. It's really, really, really wonderful for your hair. Another one that seems to be getting a lot more attention lately is coconut and coconut oil for immunity, because it is an antibacterial and antifungal. This again comes back to these medium chain triglycerides. They have a role in destroying both viruses and bacteria. And it's because of specific fatty acids that are found within those medium chain triglycerides that have this role. So lauric acid is one we talked about. And we, as humans, can convert lauric acid found in the coconut oil, part of the MCT complex here, into monolaurin, which is going to be an antiviral, antibacterial agent. Good stuff. Not just topically, right? That's obviously an argument for using coconut oil topically for skin health, but also very, very much an argument for making sure that you're taking it, ingesting it through food or in bulletproof coffee or however you prefer to do it. The last one I want to mention, because this is such an important element for weight loss, is satiety. We can know what to eat and how much and when all day long, but the reality is if we're really hungry, we're going to keep eating because, yeah, you might have willpower for a couple of days, but at the end of the day, nobody wants to be miserably hungry, and when you get hungry, chances are you eat whatever is accessible to you, and coconut oil is so energy dense. It's such a great fat loss food. It is going to help you feel fuller longer. And this is not just about the dietary fat component. It is about the type of fat, the MCTs, because studies have been conducted measuring the satiety given with MCTs versus LCTs, those long-chain triglycerides found in most of the normal fats that we eat, and people feel significantly more satisfied more quickly and for longer when consuming meals rich in MCTs versus LCTs. It lowers overall energy intake, decreasing your total energy consumption for the meal and for the day. Numerous studies done on humans and on animals showing that people eat less in a meal and in a day when they are consuming their fats from medium chain triglycerides versus long chain triglycerides. And honestly, we see this anecdotally too. When people start talking about bulletproof coffee, and that's because that's one of the common ways that people use coconut oil or MCT oil, is putting a tablespoon or two in their coffee. One of the first things they say is, oh my gosh, it sustains me for so long, I don't feel hungry for hours. That is because of this uniquely satisfying effect of MCTs that delays hunger, that turns off hunger for longer. And if you're curious about the research done on coconut products or coconut oil, there are two great books that are chock full of references to medical literature that substantiate these health benefits of both coconut and coconut oil: The Coconut Oil Miracle and Coconut Cures. Coconut Oil Miracle and Coconut Cures. Those are two books that are going to have tons of medical literature substantiating these benefits in humans and in animals. And I don't suggest that the animal studies are applicable to humans, but if you have a pet, they can certainly be good for that. Now, what about when it comes to buying it? Should you buy coconut oil? What kind of coconut oil? Should you buy MCT oil? There are a lot of different things to consider, but I like to keep things really simple. I don't need to overcomplicate anything, just not my way. If you are buying coconut oil, whenever you can, buy organic virgin coconut oil. Extra virgin is marketing hype. Organic virgin coconut oil. when you buy things that are not virgin, if it doesn't say virgin or extra virgin, it is much more likely to be bleached and deodorized and treated with heat that can damage the fat and the general nutrient composition of the fat of the coconut oil beyond just the fats, okay? So if you are buying coconut oil, and I'm going to link to an organic virgin coconut oil product in the show notes over at primalpotential.com, but definitely go for that. And then with MCT oil, so here's the deal. Coconut oil is going to be about 80% MCTs. The other fats are going to be longer chain fatty acids, but the majority is MCTs, so that's fantastic. You guys that follow me on Instagram and Facebook probably see that I often use pure MCT oil in my coffee. There's only one reason for that. I don't like the coconut flavor in my coffee. So that is why I use MCT oil, because it doesn't have that coconut flavor. So that is my own personal preference. A lot of people will say, oh, well, MCT oil is more highly processed. Yeah, it absolutely is. If you are a purist and you want to go the totally pure Whole Foods route, go ahead and get you some organic virgin coconut oil. I do what works for my body, and I am not a purist. Heck, I buy Ben and Jerry's if I feel like I want some ice cream. So I am not, some people get so caught up on like, what? MCT oil? That's highly processed. Yes, it is. And it also helped me lose 140 pounds and I feel great and I'm healthy. So it works for me. You know, like it's not a big rock for me. I don't like the coconut flavor in my coffee. It just works for me. It's easy. I also use it for salad dressings, which is another reason if you buy coconut oil, extra virgin or virgin coconut oil, it is going to be solid. I like MCT oil because it works better for me for my coffee, but I also make salad dressings with it. So I'll do equal parts of oil and vinegar. So like 2 tablespoons of MCT oil with 2 tablespoons of balsamic vinegar, 1 teaspoon of chopped garlic, 1 teaspoon of Dijon, and some salt and pepper. And that is another way that I get it in. And so for me, having to go the extra step of like scooping out 2 tablespoons of hard coconut oil and melting it, and then my salad dressing tastes like coconut, meh, no bueno. But again, there's nothing wrong with being a purist. If you're a purist, cool, no worries, go buy the coconut oil. Just my personal preference, just me, party of one, that is how to do it. So how to incorporate it? Bulletproof coffee is one, and I am linking to the copious amount of posts that I've done on bulletproof coffee over in the show notes, so I'm not going to go into that here. The how, the why, the how much, when, how to mix, how to blend, all of that is over on the show notes, so check that out. You can also cook with it. Now, MCT oil, when you buy just the pure MCT oil, does have a lower smoke point than coconut oil, so it's not as resistant to heat. Coconut oil is more resistant to heat than the purified MCT oil, but honestly, I've never noticed that. I cook with MCT oil. If you're like a chef, you might notice, but I'm just like Joe Average. I don't notice. So you can cook with it. I will scramble eggs with it. I already said I use it with salad dressings. You can do all sorts of things with it. You can take it by the tablespoon. A lot of people will just get a spoonful of coconut oil or MCT oil and just eat it. That's not my style. I love food. I love coffee. So I incorporate it that way, but there are tons of different ways to do it. All right, let's wrap up like normal with what I ate yesterday. Black coffee in the morning. Interestingly, I didn't do the coconut oil. I've been just kind of all over the place. So black coffee was the win for me. And then I really wanted something sweet. It's been a new trend for me, but I had some hormone-free Greek yogurt with raw cacao powder, which is like cocoa powder, but a little less processed, and some stevia. I, a few hours later, had 3 strips of bacon with a saute of peppers and onions that I cooked in the bacon fat. And then dinner was a steak and Brussels sprouts and a glass of wine because I wanted it and it was delicious. So that is what I ate yesterday. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you have questions, let me know. While you're over checking out the show notes and finding the links to MCT oil and virgin organic coconut oil, go ahead and get on the email list so that you can email me. Let me know what topics you want covered or what questions you have about this episode, because that is why I am here. And I'll be back in a couple of days with another episode. So we'll see you then. Take care.